This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
The Chinese, the Romans, the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Mesoamerican Mayans, they didn't know why. They just knew that when there were blood moons and things, generally it was associated with earthquakes, big changes, cultural changes. And we've had record numbers of blood moons. And last night, I intended to get up at 5 a.m. to see it. I just didn't do it. I slept into like 7. I don't normally do that. But I was up pretty late last night after that amazing State of the Union. And I was reading. It wasn't just a blue moon. It was a super moon, meaning it was super close to the Earth. Then we can roll some of it. And then it was a blue moon, meaning two in 1 month. And then there was an eclipse at 5 a.m., so it was a blood moon. It was a super moon, blue moon, blood moon. And reportedly, that is just unbelievably rare, depending on your geographic area. I mean, thousands of years, that'll be seen again, reportedly. I mean, this is just insane. And then you've got that amazing State of the Union when all of this happened. And you've got this train getting rammed by this truck. And, you know, maybe the guy had a heart attack. I'm sure it's a great person, but the globalists aren't beyond killing somebody, remote controlling the vehicle in. I told you about self-driving cars and these train systems can be hacked, and then you can not, you know, let the train know there's an obstruction coming up. I mean, there's all sorts of angles to this. Kit Daniels got a story up on Infowars.com dealing with it. But just look at this. This is just wild. If you're a TV viewer, remember, we're on a lot of radio stations. I got to keep reminding myself, everybody else, we have over 200 radio affiliates. And I'm like saying, look at this, look at that. But, you know, again, supermoon, meaning it's close to the Earth. Blue moon, meaning the two in 1 month. And blood moon, meaning eclipse. I mean, that is crazy. And then it all hell breaks loose. You know, the Romans wouldn't march off to war voluntarily unless Mars was visible. And then if Mars, you know, Mars is usually down by the horizon. Doesn't get up too high usually. But I used to be into astronomy. But sometimes it gets closer. And that's when, and historically, they've checked when the Mars is closer to the Earth, and they've checked historically all over the world, and then that's when massive wars break out. And again, I'm not into all this voodoo and superstition and mumbo-jumbo and abracadabra, hocus-pocus, but then you have to be. People that are into it get obsessed with it, and it's a bunch of cons and charlatans acting like they understand it and know what's going on. But, I mean, just the moon, when it's full, is when the fish are all going crazy, is when the animals are out hunting and when mating. And it's been proven that animals go wild when there are full moons and when the moon is closer to the Earth, and that women generally line up their cycles, at least in rural areas. It's changed all the electromagnetic radiation stuff now in industrial society, but women all line up with the moon. I mean, it's just a lot of wild stuff going on. And space winds and the sun and... But the globalists, oh, the UN voted 7 years ago and said the sun has no effect on climate. It's all humans. Because they want to be God. They don't want to let you realize you're this little speck in the universe with an amazing mind that can grasp it, but still incredibly small. And they don't want you to have that awesome opening up and understanding and that infinity moment where you spacewalk spiritually and realize you are part of the past, you are the present, you are the future in infinity consciousness, not just in the Zen moment of moment and forever, but in the great genetic quest of life, in the mind of God, experiencing consciousness at a lower level, and then projecting onward again with species in time jumps. Millions of years, that's our species. Time jumping seems to you like slow, but it's instant in a higher dimension. And then you add to all of that together with the spiritual level that interfaces. It's all multivariate. All ties together perfectly.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones. Larry Pratt will be joining us coming up here in a few minutes on the moves to restrict the Second Amendment, not just bump stocks, going after larger capacity magazines, you name it. Now, the first thing I want to do is just restate the big issue that I see here, that America's back, that the globalists are panicking, that they could pull anything, that I've said they're going to launch attacks on Congress, and they're going to try to kill Republican leaders of Congress this week. And I've been saying that for about the last 2 weeks. I said, building up towards the release of the memo, they've had their operatives from the Obama National Security Council go on MSNBC and say, quote, if you release the memo, there will be giant massacres. Now, that means they'll do false flags on themselves to be the victim, but you've seen hashtag hunt Republicans go after Scalise and try to kill the leadership. You've seen them push it all over the place. They mean business. And, of course, the little messenger girl from former Obama National Security Council, she may not know what's even going on. Alyssa Jordan, the wife of Michael Hastings' car that blew up. MSNBC analyst claims conspiracies about FBI text messages could lead to violence. He goes on to say massacres. Well, we've now seen a dump truck full of trash ram the train. Did they hack in, open the signals, let the truck on, tell the signals to not alert the train? That's what you can do with hacks. That's what you can do with these trains that are basically remote control. And notice now that we have driverless trains more and more, there's a conductor, but he's sitting there playing on his iPhone. You're having more and more of these wrecks. So is this the conspiracy of the system falling apart? Or is it the day after a key State of the Union derailing the Trump train by changing the subject to the image of the Republican train being rammed by a dump truck full of garbage? Remember Matt Allen and them calling Trump the garbage presidency and the garbage man. And I said, I love that logo. I love that iconography. I love that symbolism. He's taking the garbage out. That's a very honorable job. Taking the garbage out. The country's coming back. Getting rid of the globalism. Democrat dump truck derails Trump train? Question mark. This is perfect to divert the news cycle away from Trump unifying the nation with his powerful speech. Hashtag train crash. And another tweet I put out that we really need to get out everywhere. I need to tweet it on Paul's tweet. I need everybody to help us get this out. Paul Watson's tweet. I need the listeners to. Hashtag MSNBC is MS-13. Now that they've said the president's bad for putting down the precious MS-13 and for humanizing the Hispanic and black families that were there who had their children killed by MS-13 in Long Island. So again, hashtag MSNBC is MS-13. Please get that out everywhere. until it's a slogan. Hillary for prison. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Lock her up. CNN is ISIS. If the shoe fits, wear it. And that's what we're doing. But let me just read to you these headlines. Viewers approve of Trump's first State of the Union address. CBS News poll, 75%. You know, Alex, you say polls are fake. Yeah, they oversample Democrats. So it's probably 85 to 90%. Because I don't just believe one poll. I looked at a whole spectrum. I looked at eight different polls. They were all 70 or higher. We got video of this on InfoWars.com. Watch. CNN forced to dismiss its own poll after huge majority registered positive reaction to State of the Union. 70% is what it was combined to on CNN. That's got them in full panic mode. Lawmakers press Pence to help 100 Iranian Christians in legal limbo. We're going to get to that. Trump declares a new American moment, stresses unity during first State of the Union. So they say it's disunion. Donald Trump's State of the Union ratings steady with 2017 speech. Everything else is down. That's establishment. Pelosi frowns when Trump calls to summon the unity we need to deliver. MSNBC's Joy Reid triggered by Trump using the word family. I'm not kidding. She says that's part of the past. You're not going to have that anymore. They literally hate reality, folks. They hate you having someone. They want you alone to feed on you. Trump divides Americans and un-Americans, and that's totally true. He divided people by folks that want to be American and people that don't want to be American, and Democrats got up and walked out when he said that. And people chanted USA. Trump's like, America's back. USA, USA, yeah, the stock market. Up, get the globalist and march out of there. Video of that on InfoWars.com. I mean, these people do not want to be Americans. He says, I don't care what color you are, where you're from. If you're hardworking, we love you. Come together. This is great. Unifying. And the illegal alien globalist lobby gets up and marches out of the deal. Because you can't have a country. You can't have a family. You can't have an identity. That's what globalism is. Video, Luis Gutierrez, triggered by USA chants, flees the House chamber with other Democrats. Donald Trump praises Hurricane Harvey Coast Guard, California firefighter, and wounded congressman for bravery in State of the Union address. That clip's coming up. In fact, I want to play that first, even with Larry Pratt after the break. Trump puts the focus on we over I, uses the term himself or the president or Trump half as much as Obama does. In State of the Union, Trump vows optimism as more fights loom. Trump makes qualified appeal for unity after divisive first year. Donald Trump scorches NFL protests in first State of the Union, praises Apple and Obamacare. Repeal. ABC melts down over divisive, gloomy, sad State of the Union speech, stoking racial tensions. And I've got a bunch of clips of Cory Booker, Chris Matthews, all saying the same thing. Oh, very ugly, very bad family. That's code word for racism. What? Again, that's how twisted these people are. ABC melts down over divisive, gloomy, sad. Amazing. Facts first. CNN speculates Melania wearing white to protest her husband because some Democrat senators a few years ago wore white. Oh, absolutely. She hates her husband. Not that day. CNN said so. Joe Kennedy drools as Republicans belittle the spittle. Preparing for State of the Union, Trump says he's learning to govern with the heart. In perfect metaphor for socialism, Bernie Sanders' State of the Union video response craps out. And it goes on and on and on. I want to just play a few minutes and we're going to break. Come back with Larry Pratt with critical intel from GOA. .org, the hardcore gun organization that's brought us so much success. Thank God for them. I want to go out to break with just the first few minutes of Trump's speech. America's back. And then we'll go to break and we'll come back with Larry Pratt on the other side.
Vice President, members of Congress, the First Lady of the United States, and my fellow Americans. Less than 1 year has passed since I first stood at this podium in this majestic chamber to speak on behalf of the American people and to address their concerns, their hopes, and their dreams. That night, our new administration had already taken very swift action. A new tide of optimism was already sweeping across our land. Each day since, we have gone forward with a clear vision and a righteous mission to make America great again for all Americans.
A righteous mission. And this is a righteous mission. Free market, Americana. I mean, this is it compared to socialism and Bernie Sanders swindling you. Imagine Bernie Sanders compared to this bull.
Over the last year, we have made incredible progress and achieved extraordinary success.
We're going to be right back. And I'm playing all of it in the third and fourth hour, and I'm going to take your calls as well. But Larry Pratt, straight ahead, because they are striking at the Second Amendment, though. So we've got to continue to track their operations.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, they're now reporting as many as 30 people injured, one dead, when a dump truck carrying garbage rammed into the front of an Amtrak train carrying the Republican leadership, including the Speaker of the House, to an annual retreat they've had for decades, right after the train left Charlottesville. This happened. Now, I'm not saying that the driver did this. He's probably a great guy. But you could easily remote control a truck. You could also have the sensors turned off so that the train didn't know it was up there. That's the problem with driverless cars, and these trains are basically driverless. The fact that this happened the day after this historic speech, with the Democrats saying hashtag hunt Republicans, and Scalise getting shot, and the plan to take out the leadership, and all the calls for violence, is very suspicious. And we can pull the clips up. If somebody can find it in the notes from the last week, I have been saying since last week over and over again, before they release this memo, they're going to plan something violent. Now it's three dead. Okay, so the numbers are, guys, you put that back on screen, because we're getting conflicting reports here, but we're following it as it goes. So if you put that back on screen, please. Well, that's a Milan train derailment. Okay, well, good. That's not that. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Okay, we're about to go back to Larry Pratt here in just a moment. I appreciate him joining us from Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. A lot of people think we can go to sleep now about the Second Amendment, but they have called to ban all semi-autos after what happened in Vegas. They've had calls to ban bump stocks. That's in Congress. Different states are banning them, and different states are wanting to ban high-capacity magazines. So there's a hysteria going with this right now, and I wanted to get Larry Pratt on, the head of Gun Owners of America, to give us the fact versus some of the fiction that's going on out there. So, Larry Pratt, thank you for coming on with us. What is the truth going on right now?
Well, thank you very much for having me, Alex. I really appreciate your interest in this subject. The bump stock is simply one more excuse that the anti-Second Amendment crowd is trying to use to get rid of as many guns as possible. I remember... I didn't even really, this was many years ago, know much what a semi-automatic was, but when the left started pounding away as how bad these assault rifles were, I went out and bought a few, just because they didn't want me to have one. And obviously all during the Obama administration, that was, I think, one of the factors that was operating with the very robust gun sales is that, in fact, I was in gun stores where they had pictures of President Obama and a caption underneath saying gun salesman of the year. Well, what they're going to do now is try to expand from this bump stock, which is it's an interesting device and it can be fun, but it's not particularly practical unless maybe you're shooting people like those that might be in a barrel of fish. But otherwise, it's not particularly accurate. It's an amusing accessory that you can put on a gun if you've got a spare $150. I immediately had the same reaction when they started talking about bump stock in Las Vegas. I went online to see if I could buy one. They were all sold out. My desire to get one has subsequently subsided considerably. But what I did years ago with my semi-automatic rifle was to engage it so that my finger was able to bump back and forth, and I would hold the barrel in just such a way that I was doing what the bump stock does. Not very accurate, but neither is the bump stock. The fact of the matter is, guns are guns. And we don't really have a problem until bad people want to do something. And if we're going to keep going back to the tragedy at Las Vegas at the hotel was a gun-free zone. How did that work out?
So looking at legislation in the states versus D.C., what are the main threats right now? Because I see some of these reports that the Democrats are passing bills around that go after not just bump stocks, but semi-auto, you name it again, and they're having some success at the state level. I mean, what's the threat assessment right now on the current attacks on the Second Amendment, not just with bump stocks, but any other areas?
No, I think you're spot on, and this was what we were concerned about. I said so in one of our email right after Las Vegas, that this could very likely be used as an excuse to go after as much of the Second Amendment array as they could. And true to form, they're using that for precisely that reason. The fact of the matter is, I don't see them doing too much in Congress unless they're able to. What they've done is to cobble a really serious measure onto the bump stock measure. The so-called fix-nix system that has been before the Congress would expand the instant background check to all transfers of firearms, thus giving the government a complete list of anybody who's bought a gun, period. And eventually they'd have just about it and their gun in that list. Now, they're not supposed to keep that list. Well, Lois Lerner wasn't supposed to do what she did at the IRS. When you give the government this kind of information, count on it. There'll be a rogue agent, a rogue bureaucrat.
Like Reality Winner. Who will?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the problem. So we're very concerned that this could be but a first step. And we've been telling the Congress, don't do it. This will not help your political situation, because we know what's going on. And, it turned out that when the NRA said, let's have the Congress take a look at this, maybe it should be regulated more. I'll tell you what, that got us more new members in a short order of time than we've had in a long time. The American gun owner, and I think the American public, is not buying this. I think we've come to the point now where we've seen the government is not a trustworthy entity. It's way off there in Washington. It's the very kind of problem that the founders sought to avoid by keeping government at the state and especially the local level. But when it's off in Washington, it's very difficult to track what's going on. And
my next question is that Massachusetts and some other states have passed laws banning bump stocks, and they're now going after some of the firearms that are even bolt action in some of the more controlled areas like Chicago and other areas, even though we have a Supreme Court ruling saying they shouldn't be doing that. Are the Democrats still basically flagrantly ignoring the D.C. Heller decision?
The Democrats definitely ignore the Constitution. They ignore Heller. They ignore federal law. The Democrats, as you know, this is no newsflash. They are control freaks. They want it all. And they will move on as much as they possibly can. In a somewhat related way, you remember when the tax cut was being proposed by the administration, Nancy Pelosi said that would be Armageddon. In other words, the end of the world. If the Democrats can't take all our money, that's the end of the world.
I want to do a few more minutes with you just to discuss where the gun culture is right now and how the Democrats are striking back, that they admit brainwashing children against it, but how you see in the long-term trajectory this fight going. And I want to ask you your favorite part. I assume you watch the State of the Union, and then I'm going to let you go. We're going to get to all these clips and open the phones up. More with Larry Pratt on the other side, straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and GunOwners.org.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
We are the most hated, most demonized, most attacked, patriotic, libertarian, conservative, Christian broadcast in the world. Hands down. Southern Poverty Law Center says it. ADL, congressional hearings, you name it. New York Times, Washington Post, they say we're enemy number one. And then we have Project Veritas in 2 different undercover videos with Google executives saying, our main job, stop Alex Jones. And then everybody else like it. And to keep him in their own echo chambers and don't let him reach people because his information takes over and goes viral. Yeah, we had 86 million viewers and listeners the week of the election last year, year and a half ago now, and that panicked them. So when I get up here and brag and say that, It's not bragging. I'm saying we've got the information and the guest and the synergy that scares them. What are vampires scared of? Sunshine. They are scared of this broadcast, and they have hit us hard in so many ways. To censor us, to block us, to cut us off, and so many other things I'm not at liberty to get into because some of it is subject of criminal investigations federally. Not of me, of them. And I'm just going to stop right there. But this is a very serious time to be alive right now. And understand, they're capable of anything. So we're beginning to win and turn the tide, unifying the country around what made us great. The globalists aren't going to turn loose. And I wanted to ask Larry Pratt, who's not just the head of Gun Owners of America, who Ted Nugent has said on air and so many others. He's a board member of the NRA. If it wasn't for GOA, we couldn't basically radicalize the NRA to stop being a bunch of compromisers and weasels like they were 20 years ago to what they are today. So, again, the conscience of the NRA is GOA. And it isn't about praising GOA. It's about understanding we have been down to the wire just since I've been politically involved 25 years, five or six times, where the country was going to go completely over into tyranny. And we have been so close, just like this election and just like the tax cuts and just like everything else. I don't want people to be too confident because the enemy is going to strike back. I expect serious attacks on Republicans, physical attacks, you name it, just experiencing what I have experienced. There's so much to get into. MSNBC's Joy Reid, triggered by Trump using the word family. She said church, family, police, military, the national anthem, Trump trying to call on all the tropes of the 1950s. That's a bygone era, she goes on in that tweet and others to say it's bad. And then she defends MS-13. The Washington Post does. Trump trolled them again, didn't they, Larry? By having victims of MS-13, one of the most deadly gangs in the world, definitely the most vicious, the most crazy. And then he's bad for humanizing people. It just shows their incredible disconnect. Did they not know that Trump was trolling them? He knew that he was setting them up? I mean, it's incredible. So speak to that and what you expect them to do next, because they never give up.
Unhinged comes to mind frequently when I'm thinking of our opponents on the left. They increasingly seem to be disconnected from reality. They are more than frustrated that they don't have the control that they have long sought. And I think they actually believe their own polling that they were going to win the last election. And when they didn't, they just fell apart. And I don't think we've seen them come back together again. And I guess Humpty Dumpty and all the king's men couldn't put him back together again. So we're watching a continuous train wreck for sure. You could ask about the Second Amendment and the president's speech. He has certainly made it clear that he's going to continue being what I think will go on record as being the most pro-Second Amendment presidency, certainly in the last 100 years. This guy is acting quickly. He has been undoing executive orders with his own executive orders that Obama had been signing to make it so that an old veteran who had somebody writing checks for it would be declared incompetent. And because of that incompetency, have his guns taken away. Obama was really good at finding any excuse whatsoever to grab guns. Well, that's clearly over. That's not going to happen for the next four, hopefully next 8 years or beyond. President Trump has really made a difference. And what I'm hoping is that the one thing that's big thing, that's hanging fire, that hasn't happened yet, is that the Republican leadership, like so many other Republican leadership around the country, don't really care about the gun issue, and maybe it's even stronger. Maybe they don't really like the Second Amendment at all. And so they're not moving on the national carry bill. If the national carry bill passes, particularly the way the House has it framed, that means that you and I, if we had to, could go to Chicago on business with our concealed carry firearm, and we would be legal, put it in the in the belly of the plane, when you check your luggage, when you get to your destination, reclaim it, put it in your purse.
So it further mainlines the fact that good guys, good women with guns is the answer, is the facts. And so we definitely need to get, that's what you're saying, to get to the next step in defeating this. In closing, for me it's surreal, Larry, to have gone and heard Ronald Reagan speeches when I was a little kid and George W. Bush speeches or George Herbert Walker Bush speeches and then not really see it get delivered, even though Reagan did do some good things. I think he was a good man, obviously. With Trump, he's on a mission. He's delivering. The enemy hates him.
Yeah.
He's just, it's so refreshing to see someone do exactly what they say they'll do. It's just mind blowing. But then I see the media use right wing attacks against him because that is the only thing that works by going, oh, see, he told you he was going to ship all the illegals out or blah, blah, blah. And he hated all the Mexicans. But now he's going to let 800,000 stay. If they are able to then shore everything else up, he always said that back during the campaign. So what they do is they misrepresent him on both sides. People on the right wing want to get cheap, you know, shots in on things that Trump didn't do. The left wing will then amplify right wing media if it attacks Trump with false reports. So I only see that angle now being one of the areas that they've got any hope.
I think with Trump, we have to learn to take a deep breath. And especially those of us on the right, and realize he's playing them like a Stradivarius violin. And if he does something that I don't understand at first, wait a day or two or a week or so, and you may just get to see that, oh, that's what he was up to. Donald Trump is a smart cookie. Yeah, he started out with a million or so bucks in his pocket, but he didn't lose it, and he hundreds times more from what he had inherited. Clearly, the man is a doer, an achiever, and I'm just very impressed with what I've seen so far. He's done more in his first year to undo the Obama administration than I would have thought at all possible. I wasn't even hoping for that kind of a broom coming through and just knocking it all out.
You're right, and you know a man by his enemies, and boy, the enemies, I mean, Trump just absolutely enrages them and makes them show who they really are. Coming out, hey, here's a Hispanic couple, a black couple, they lost their children to vicious MS-13, humanizing them, and then the media viciously attacks him, calls Trump a racist, and defends MS-13. I mean, he's making them uncloak themselves, and that's what's invaluable.
It was just priceless. And for the Black Caucus to be so upset with Trump when this is the guy who has given an economic picture that has so improved the lives of so many blacks. It's a near record low black unemployment. And they just sat on their hands when he pointed to that fact. Amazing how the left is more interested in their cause. They're not interested in people.
Well, look at the sullen faces of the Black Caucus. Those don't look like any black people or anybody else I know. It looks like people that were hired to come in and shell out their people and make sure they could abort as many as they could possibly. God bless you, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll be back with more clips of the epic State of the Union.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about gcntelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
We are back live. I've got 16 clips from the State of the Union I want to play, and that's not even all of it. Trump arrives at the State of the Union, and the stuff he says on the hot mics. Trump says we're going to release the memo 100% or you'd be too angry. Americans are dreamers too. Trump, this is your time, America. Trump, a new tide of optimism is sweeping our nation. See, we've been demoralized with all the race stuff and the sex stuff and the infighting and all the rest of it. Trump is the opposite of a divider. But the globalists say, get rid of your country or you're a divider, so they can conquer you. Now, first he says, we have a nation, we have values, we're inclusive, we're America, but we're not globalist and we're not communist and we're not any of these things. And the people that had hijacked this country are flipping out. They were running a military destabilization and demoralization campaign. People used to think I was negative. I was targeting them as the outside force, showing how they were screwing us and telling you if we just got somebody in, guaranteed recovery, because it's artificial. That's in all the documents. It's artificial. If you're holding somebody under the water and they're drowning, I can guarantee that if you let them back up before they die, they won't die. So there's just so much to get into, so much to break down, ladies and gentlemen. if you think that that truck just stalled there by itself and that somebody didn't kill that guy and park it up there on the tracks, that's how they like to do it. It's a classic CIA tactic, too. You'll kill somebody, have them in the car, and remote control it into the next vehicle. That is the standard assassination tool right now. Because they got remote control in all the new cars for at least a decade. You kill an individual who doesn't have a background, who's innocent. And then, of course, they always end up dying. And then that's how you do this type of stuff. You ram somebody else's car with it. That's even the movie like Siriana, that's based on a true story. George Clooney says, I want you to kill him. And then I want you to load him in a car. I want you to run a truck into it. A dump truck into it. I mean, this is standard dump truck. I mean, it's standard. Standard. So, I mean, that is CIA playbook 100%. Unbelievable. On the day after. All right, I got to get to Trump here. Let's go ahead. And this is your time, America. America. And again, the Democrats tweet, how dare you talk about America and children and family and God? This is horrible. That's all gone. That's what MSNBC said. That's all gone. And the statistics show record number of low families, record number of people not having kids. Yeah, you really messed us up. You hurt us real bad. And now we're trying to crawl away like Russia has done and survive, and you're pissed because you didn't finish the job, rats. But I swear I'm going to expose you, period. And our listeners are going to expose you. Let's go to the clip. Here it is. Yeah. This has a reporter's commentary.
And he's a great welder. I was told that by the man that owns that company that's doing so well. So congratulations, Corey. Since we passed tax cuts, roughly 3 million workers have already gotten tax cut bonuses, many of them thousands and thousands of dollars per worker, and it's getting more every month, every week. Apple has just announced it plans to invest a total of $350 billion in America and hire another 20,000 workers.
You notice this is in his words. He wrote almost all of this.
When they say that Trump doesn't work, oh, look at the ugly Tim Kaine. Boy, he's really enjoying himself. Those bonuses and the tax cuts show just how hard President Trump is working. He had to call all those companies mm-hmm. and coordinate this entire thing for those bonuses.
And just a little while ago, ExxonMobil announced a $50 billion investment in the United States. Just a little while ago.
And now we're the world's leading oil producer, too.
This, in fact, is our new American moment. There has never been a better time to start living the American dream. So to every citizen watching at home tonight, no matter where you've been or where you've come from, this is your time. If you work hard, if you believe in yourself, if you believe in America, then you can dream anything. You can be anything. And together, we can achieve absolutely anything.
You know, I think this is the best speech I've heard Trump give as far as acting very presidential and very professional and really doing a good job getting that message across to the liberals how well he's helped our economy.
And rub it in their faces with a smile. He said,
tonight, I want to talk about what kind of future we're going to have and what kind of a nation we're going to be. All of us together as one team, one people, and one American family can do anything. We all share the same home, the same heart, the same destiny, and the same great American flag.
I think he's about to talk about kneeling.
Powerful. And I've got a bunch of other clips I want to play, but let's play that clip one more time. I only played it at the first of the broadcast about an hour and 53 minutes ago of the president, when he's leaving, talking to a congressman saying, please release the memo. And Trump says, oh, 100%. Now, the question is, will the executive branch decide to redact any of it? And then if he doesn't do that, If he just sits on it, Congress can then override in 8 days. So we're talking next week. We're talking next Monday that we're going to be able to see the contents, the roadmap of the criminal activity the Democratic Party has been caught in, trying to destroy our electoral process and bring our country into a dictatorship run by Homeland Security, sitting over the local towns and cities' voting systems. That is what Obama put on the books in the last days of office. But here is the dramatic hot mic audio and video.
Let's release the numbers. Oh, don't worry. It's 100%. Can you imagine?
Yes, sir.
One of the biggest talking points they've got against InfoWars and myself is, after decades of warning of martial law and gun confiscation and plans to attack the family and all around, and world government, all this made-up stuff, then the next show on the very program promotes that. Jones now loves the government, loves the military. I always loved the military. I was never against the police. I wanted constitutional government. I wanted my country back, being run by Americans for the nation, for the people. Does that mean Trump's perfect? I can't believe he got this much done. He's got to work with Congress, work with the courts, and so many of them are opposing him. But what's happening is the Republican leadership was told he would be removed in November or December. They sat there on their hands until the coup didn't take place. And then Russiagate imploded. And now, like good little ducks, the Republican leadership are getting in line because they know which way the wind's blowing. And you see the whole thing shift. The Saudi Arabian money's been cut off from the Democrats. The Chinese money's getting cut off. Suddenly the New York Times and Washington Post admit every major university that's Democrat-controlled is Chinese commie-controlled. That's coming out. It's all going to come out. And people are going to look back and go, wow, that's exactly what Alex Jones told us. Because I've studied. And I only point out we're so right because they try to brand us as fake news to destroy us. That's why I need your financial support now more than ever. I need you to commit to go to InfoWarsStore.com with amazing t-shirts, books, videos, water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, huge selection, high-quality emergency radios, shortwave radios, all sorts of cool survival gear, InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off, still an Alexa Pure Breeze, super high-quality air filtration. Cell Force is DNA Force Plus. I've just been, it was in a partnership with a group, still am, but he goes, you know what, this formula is plus. It's got more in it. It's less price. Just go with the big national organic lab you're using because I can't top this, and I agree, let's lower the price. He's a big manufacturer, but not as big as some of the other ones we use. So this is one run at Cell Force, and it will be called DNA Force Plus when it comes out, when this sells out, and there's not much left. At this price, it's going to be gone, I'd say, in about 2 weeks. So if you want to experience DNA Force Plus with more BioPQQ and CoQ10 and everything else, then get your Cell Force today. Leading competitors are $200, $300, $400 for something this strong coming out of medical facilities. It's not prescription, but that's who sells it. They mark it up 5-6 times. We don't do that. It's not even marked up 100% right now at this price of $70. It's an incredible deal. It really is something you need to get for your family. Cell Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globe.